I've been doing a lot of, like, you know, research, watching videos, actually reading too. For the most part, a lot of people aren't very well read on many things. And I'm not speaking from a place of, you know, authority or ego or anything like that, because whilst mentioning something like the Dark Triad, we are talking about something very closely related to ego. And I feel like this has pronounced itself heavily in our society. Now, I don't think it was always there per se. I feel like it's a bit of a byproduct of social media. And now, for those who don't know, the Dark Triad is basically a psychological concept of three very evil, or if you would say, not say evil, let's say negative personality traits. You know, you on one side, you have Machiavellianism. On the other, you have narcissism. And on the other side of the triangle, the bottom side of the triangle, you have psychopathy, or basically psychopaths. Now, you can be a normal functioning human being and a psychopath, but I think there are echelons, almost a spectrum of it. Now, you have the complete, you know, worst case example of it, and so therefore it's automatically dismissed anytime you encounter someone who's a bit psychotic. Most women, I hate to say it, and I'm not trying to be sexist with this, but a lot of women nowadays have become psychotic. The gynocentric society, the complete lack of accountability, the complete lack of responsibility, the complete lack of any type of, like, negative consequence to your actions. And then the complete rejection once those consequences hit, aka old age and no longer being the young hot thing, as Tommy Lahren in her last little rant, you know, noticed. She's in her late 20s, still very pretty, but now these new 21-year-olds have hit the scene and are vying for the same men as her, and she doesn't like the competition. Let's be real. She doesn't want to compete on the open market. So instead of actually coming to terms with her own, I guess, high standards and realizing you're going to have to lower some of your expectations, because what you are looking at, what you want as a woman, is what millions of other women want. That level of man, and I'm not hating. Most dudes would not turn down a night, a single night. Most dudes would give up years and years of a healthy, good relationship for a single night with one of the top IG girls. They're delusional in that, because I think it won't be as good as you think it is, but they would do that under their own nature, under the weakness they have to fight off their own instincts. So with that being said, if you look at psychopaths and on spectrum, you're obviously, everybody's just going to go to the lowest common denominator. It's the same thing with MGTOW, which is in the title. So with MGTOW, it's very easy to just, Cynthia G, black men will know, Cynthia G, it's very easy to go off of her examination of the bottom of the barrel of any group of people, red pill men or anything like that, and they'll sit there and they're like, well, who cares what these guys say? They're low value, fat, live in their mom's basement, incels, you know, stinky, don't take showers, all these other insults. You can go to that bottom rung, but I know dudes that are, like, claimed out in open, publicly, you know, identified MGTOWs that are driving. I mean, these aren't, like, you know, top 1% guys, but they're top 10% for sure. And I won't say names because I don't want to, it's not my business to be out here putting these people's business out there. You can go to on social media and find these guys. I know one personally. He's got an Audi. I mean, a high level, like, sports car Audi. And I want to say his car is like $80,000, $90,000, something crazy like that. Now, granted, he's got it as, because it's a part of his wealth, not riches. I think Elon Musk, I think somebody, it was either Elon Musk or, and I should know this stuff, I'd still like to consider myself well-read, but basically a billionaire. It was either Elon Musk or Warren Buffett. Now, I'm corrected. Warren Buffett once said this: are you rich or do you have wealth? And the difference in that, as I'm going on a small sidebar, is a rich person has $40 million in the bank, but because they have never seen this type of money, they live a $1 million a month lifestyle. And let's say they have ceased bringing in any new income. They're done. They got that $40 million, bam, on the top. And that's like, for example, a lottery winner. And that's why, like, something like 95% of lottery winners just go broke. Go straight broke. And because they're rich, but they don't have wealth. And what he explained, Warren Buffett explained, before I break this episode and go into the main part. See, that $40 million in the hands, $40 million in the hands of the person with a $1 million a month lifestyle that just wants to live it up to the fullest, they're going to run out of money in 40 months. So they got a couple of good years. But ultimately, in about 4 years, less than 4 years, so 3 years and 4 months, they're done. They're broke. They're back in the line with quote-unquote the peasants. And I'm not calling, you know, average person peasants, but they're back in the line with the peasants. But then you have wealth. You have that $40 million, and then you get a Warren Buffett-type character who's going to just take that $40 million, live off a couple hundred thousand of it, invest, you know, $39.5 million into building more wealth, and in that same time frame, 3 years, 6 months, 4 months, that, you know, that Warren Buffett will have turned that $40 million into probably billions. And that is the major difference between wealth and riches, or being rich. Bob Marley talks about it too. You got to learn these innate differences as far as temperance and making smart decisions. Now, getting off of that, I'll move on. Back into what I was talking about, because I'm going to make this kind of a series, because I feel like this is very pervasive and very common in our society. Now, obviously, do not go to the apex when talking about it, because I don't know what it is with people's complete inability to have an abstract thought, because I mentioned, you know, we have a coworker, a new young person at the job. She's a young, cute girl, but she mentioned she has certain social issues, and she said she's slightly on the spectrum of autism. Now, obviously, she's at the lower end. She's decent communication skills. She's there, and she's not like full blown, like unattentive autism. And she's not, you know, in the middle as far as, you know, Asperger's and whatnot. They just have different issues or different ways of dealing with the issues. So, all that being said, I mentioned it to some other people, and not a, like, I don't do gossip. I'm fucking in my mid-30s, and unfortunately, other people in their 30s are not mature, or their intelligence is just so low that they can't conceptualize anything abstract. They have to look at everything as, you know, self-beneficial, ego-driven. Again, it's this dark triad shit coming back up, and I literally saw one philosophical video on the dark triad when I was browsing the web for Nietzsche videos and whatnot. Now, I'm not delving in to the narcissism and the black pill and any of that other shit. There are some good concepts there, but I'm always likened myself to be more of an optimistic nihilist. I find no great or grand value in the whole scheme of it. Now, I can conceptually look at something like religion, like that is viable, you know, purpose for a human being to hold religious beliefs. But ultimately, I feel like that in the grand scheme of the universe, an individual life, your individual life, my individual life, life on the planet as a whole is utterly meaningless, given the grand scale and size of the universe. But the meaning is a blank slate and not a black hole. Meaning, you as the person can paint that picture, can draw those conclusions, can write that story yourself, not the world, not society. And so many people, especially in this protesting, rioting, angry, and resentful society we now have, they are living under the mind state that blank canvas of meaninglessness is a fucking black hole and not a blank canvas where they hold all the paintbrushes. Now, granted, you have to understand that life is not fair. One of the best examples of life not being fair, and then also understand that it's not a zero-sum game. And I know I'm going all over the place, but just let me talk to y'all. Charli D'Amelio, where the fuck her name is, on TikTok. I think she's the biggest profile or the biggest creator, whatever you want to call it, on the app, Chinese app, TikTok. She has like 90 million followers. Now, I want to say she's only second to like Cardi B's Instagram, Cristiano Ronaldo, Leo Messi. Some of these like big name soccer players have like 200 and 300 million. Ronaldo has the biggest Instagram at 275 million because I looked at it today. And like Messi is a little bit about you know, ahead of her, Charlie's TikTok with his Instagram being at like, I want to say 180, 190 million. Kim Kardashian, the Kardashians, they're on that level. But, you know, neither be here nor there. A lot of people look at this young child. She's 16. She's a 16-year-old girl. I'm not going to say what I think of the, you know, physical appearance of a child. But conventionally speaking, a lot of men are following her for one reason. Let's be real. Men and boys, young teenage boys and all that. She's probably got a lot of those pedo followers, which, whatever, it all contributes to her growth and wealth. And her TikTok averages like 1 or 2 million views per video she posts, right? And most of it is just her dancing to songs. So she has generated millions of dollars for her family and herself off of this, you know, platform. Now, it's not a zero-sum game, meaning when somebody gets rich or attains success, that does not mean somebody else has lost success. Unfortunately, it is, like I said, it's not a zero-sum game. So the wealth created by TikTok for that young girl and all these young girls on there twerking and dancing and doing all the titty flipping and all that shit, it's not being taken from another person. There are not kids in the third world starving because TikTok has developed this fast and has this level of growth and that many users. That has nothing to do with other people being poor. It's not taken. Somebody else getting rich is not, does not mean it was taken from another person who, you know, have not. It simply just created wealth. With all that being said, if there's anybody being robbed by TikTok wealth, it's the music artists, the artists who these people dance to their songs. I'm not sure, you know, Jason Derulo, Drake, Rosalia, and Travis Scott are getting any money. Who's that one chick? Meg Thee Stallion? Cardi B, are they getting any pay, like any money back from these people essentially making money off of their song? No, because like China doesn't give a fuck, first of all. And even if it was a state-type platform, they probably call it some type of fair use because the content is their dance. But ultimately, it's because of the song. Like, I liked TikTok. I don't like it now. And honestly, I passively support it because it's, even though it's Chinese, it's the only fucking non-Silicon Valley social media platform out there. Now, with all that being said, you have to consider getting back off of that, because there's this, the Machiavellianism in the female ego. And let me just start off right away. I'm sick of the red pill community, men in general, people giving women a pass. Now, this is not to say men are without fault. I mean, we're not guilty of the same shit women do. We're not grimy, too. We don't do the shit that they accuse us of doing. There are grimy guys out there who are deadbeat dads, don't pay their child support, who don't like their kids, who cheat, who treat women badly, who beat women, who sexually assault women, who stalk women and harass women. All of those things. This is something that exists for sure, right? So I can sit here and I can acknowledge that, hey, that exists. But at the same time, we look at female nature and we're like, oh, it's in her nature to cheat. It's in her nature to abandon. Because there are single, you know, there are women out here who abandon their children if they have kids at a young age to go live that whole life, if you will, right? And so we're sitting here as a society, even red pill men who know, oh, it's just female, you know what I'm saying? So we're writing this shit off. Female nature, dismiss it. Female nature, dismiss it. I don't want to dismiss it because it is Machiavellian to ultimately pursue people for your own gain, attach yourself to them, produce children from that attachment, and then once you've exhausted all value out of that individual, you just discard them and move on to the next thing like a parasite. You are not going to sit here and tell me, oh, it's nature, dismiss it. That is a fucking parasite at best. And I guess if you want to get away from calling them parasites, well, let's just have a discussion about them being Machiavellian. Now, as I get further into the Dark Triad series, I will do individual episodes on the Machiavellian nature of people, men and women, the psychotic nature of people, men and women, and the narcissistic nature of people, men and women. Now, I myself have probably had to deal with my own ego. I have to deal with it on a daily basis. But as I gotten older and I've matured, I fight back on that. I am competitive, but I'm not, what do you call it? I guess you would say, I'm not predatory in my competitive nature. I don't necessarily, because a lot of people, for example, professionally speaking, and this is very pernicious in the military, like so many people are like predatory in their competition. They're will to want to make pay grade or rank more than the next guy. They want to push that guy down because they literally see the military as a zero, the military or any job. You've had coworkers like this that were very cutthroat, that were always trying to get an angle, that always want to use something against you. Like, I hate people like that. I don't want to have a discussion with people like that. They are Machiavellian in nature. Now look up what it is. The Machiavellian ego is basically an ego or a person that will only use another human being as a means to an end, with zero regard for that person's needs, thoughts, wants. Everything is only a means to an end. And that's one of the frustrating things, especially being a leader or a supervisor, if you will. I have to manage these gigantic dark triad egos, including some women, and they don't do shit but prey on others, try to prey on me, always looking for an angle, always looking for a weak spot. Like, hey, I want to, for example, there were days where I've had to go to court to try to, get more time with my kids, shit like that. I told you guys, I've been in the family court, neither being here nor there. But so the dark triad ego, the Machiavellian ego of a coworker, is to exploit that weakness to one day go to management and is like, so-and-so, clocked out a little early because he had to go to court. And then he got mad at me for showing up late. So with him cutting out to go to court, that's irresponsible of him because he's not fulfilling his duties as a supervisor. And he's holding me accountable for my, that's that Machiavellian shit. And then on the flip side, you're dealing with it from both ends. I'm dealing with it from both ends because I have these narcissistic, dark triad fucking egos at work. And then I'm going to court with a dark triad narcissistic ego in a psychotic family court system that fucking hates men. It is insane how the dark triad is the new religion of the West. A lot of people think it was progressivism that killed God, and progressivism and liberalism, if the new communism, envy and resentment, those are our gods. Ultimately, all of those things are under the dark triad. Our gods are the dark triad. Narcissism, psychotic, personalities, and Machiavellianism. And you'll see it if you read up on these things. I'm going to go into depth in this series for you guys. If you don't want to read up on it, I prefer to consume things via audiobook anyway. But I'm no expert. So go to the experts on these things, and you're going to get pissed. I try not to red pill rage, but you'll see when reading up on this shit, like, man, there are some massive egos in humanity, and I hate it. I'm not sure if it's just because we are tribal in nature. I don't know. It's just like so much. Like, we can't sit here and get mad at a jaguar for eating an elephant. Or, when you see a nature video and then you feel bad that these animals are devouring one another, that is nature. But humans gotta stop acting like we're holier than thou and better than the animal kingdom, because we're part of the animal kingdom. And all we do is try to devour one another, try to consume and use one another until the exact point of complete uselessness, and then discard. Like, people are not things. People are not bubblegum. The fact that women are out here treating men like a stick of bubblegum to be chewed up and sucked on until all flavor is bereft and it is dry as shit and nasty and you spit it out to replace it. Men are human beings. And that is not necessarily a trait of women, but the gynocentric society has backed women on this bullshit. And when we say as men, like, hey, You know, maybe child support can be a little excessive. Alimony is outdated because women are a majority of the workforce. We like equal parenting. Now we're incels and it's Machiavellian at best, because they're accusing men of doing the shit that they're doing. And that is dangerous. And this is why somebody who's not a quote-unquote normie that is on the outskirts of society, I have nothing negative to say about them anymore. Like, to sit here and get mad at people who... The Joker. I hate to quote the Joker. And I'm not even going to use it in the context of a mental illness. But I'll just say, if you're somebody who just doesn't want to participate in the tribe, it's the same thing. It's viewed as a mental illness, almost. To be a loner, a little bit. To be a hermit. But I can understand the Joker types. The personality of those who feel like they're on the outside and left behind. And his quote was basically like this. And I'll change the wording up to fit what I'm talking about. The worst thing about being a man that doesn't want to contribute to a gynocentric society is them acting like you don't have... I'll have to explain it in the Joker context. So the worst thing about mental illness is the society wanting you to pretend like you don't have a mental illness. Basically, for the convenience of the society, you need to act and pretend as if you don't have your problems or thoughts. You know what I'm saying? So men have to discard their humanity and their weaknesses and flaws and, you know, getting tired. They have to discard all flaws because female nature demands that men are apex killers and steadfast, rock hard, you know, devoted go-getters with no capacity to get tired, no capacity to fade or falter, age, none of that shit. And they're consummate providers. But women have to provide nothing because they possess a vagina. That's my complaint. And I'm not hating. Again, this is society. But I'm just saying. Anyway, I'll get into this more and more as I go on with this series. And it's going to be a 3-to-5-parter, probably, in the same way of the other series I just started. So tune in for all my new shit. I'm going to try to keep it coming with y'all. I'm trying to do this show like a couple times a week. I'm damn near doing daily content now. I'm just going ham, man. So y'all have a good one, man. I appreciate those of you who listen, man. I love you guys. Like I said, if I can get one listener and there's one person that hears what I have to say and takes it and runs with it, that's all I care about, man. I just want to inspire somebody once. That's all I need in life. So that's my purpose. Anyway, y'all have a good one. I'm out.